Shir number 33. שתיים כהלכות, עומר רובה וחיל לשבץ. מד אומי אין סוכר הוא יד ויחתים צואב שתיים כהלכות ושלישס אפילו טפח. עומר רובה או רבה וחיל לשבץ, יד ויחתים צואב אין שבץ, יד שתיים כהלכות ושלישס אפילו טפח. And it helps for שבץ. Why? מיגוד אבד דויפן לעניין סוכר אבד דויפן לעניין שבץ. So Rashi explains, in Shabbos, normally you need three mechitzes to be a Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa. If you don't have three mechitzes, it's not called Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa. To be a Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa, you have to have Sholish mechitzes. Without Sholish mechitzes, it's not a Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa. The Shem Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa is given only with three mechitzes. When you have three mechitzes, it has a Shem Rishus HaYochi Doi Raisa. If you have shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlishes afilu tefach, it's gonisht in Shabbos. In Sukkah it's good. Say we have to be magdim, the Biur Aloche in Hilche Shabbos and Eruvin explains, so the Biur Aloche, be'etzem is a Aloche in Shabbos, if you have a movui, two walls, and you put a little lechi, it helps. The man dom a lechi mishu mechitza, two walls and a small lechi, in Shabbos it's called a Rishu Sayochi. So be'etzem we see that in Shabbos two walls with a little piece is also Rishus HaYochid. So the Biur Aloche said it could have been that a Shabbos kemin gam, like a reish, like a el, and you put a little piece, also could have been good. As Evi Amovui, shtayim velechi, it's good. The Magen Avraham says that this is the pashtus, that only in a lechi, when it's two walls with a little piece, so we say ki'ilu it's closed. Oh, but if you have like a reish, like an el, kemin gam, and a little piece in Shabbos, it's gonish. It's Rosh Hashanah in Dei Reis, in the middle of the street, you put two tfanis and a little piece, it's gonish. Only if you have three walls, it's Rosh Hashanah. And Mavui is an andere aloche, we'll see later, it's a shayle. But this is the pashtus. So the mele in Shabbos, if a person has a shape of a sukkah in Shabbos, shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlishes afilu tefach, it's gonish. Aber es mechadish rabbe, but in sukkah b'chai gavne, it's called the sukkah. So Shabbos chalamoy sukkahs, migud avet doifel inyan sukkah, avet doifel inyan Shabbos. Lama zan the Rashi inside. Aval bishatzor l'shabbos sholish mechitzes, le'osus rishus hayochid. Shabbos shel sukkahs mutar lismech al mechitzes ha-sukkah, im osu b'shus harab im samuch l'pischei sukkah, de'ein b'ol ha-shtayim ki ilchos ha-vishis afilu tefach. Machnis u'moitzi ha-menu le-beiso, you allow to, loshan Rashi. Machnis u'moitzi ha-menu le-beiso. Ve'af agar de b'shar shabbos esloi mishteri, and a normal Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Inami, b'shar mechitza she'enum shel sukkah, lo yitzur is no schach on top of it. And you just have shtayim ki ilchoso. And shlishi esloi mishteri be'ochi le-shabbos. למשטר באוכי, לשבס זה סוכה שערי, דמיגודה וטפח, דהו טפח, אגמרי רחמונה למוישה למחיץ הסוכה, דלהבי לדויפן שלימה לסוכה, הוודויפן נמי בשבס זה סוכה לעניין שבס. So this is the חידוש of רבי, מיגודה וטפח לעניין סוכה, הוודויפן לעניין שבס, and if you have שתיים כהלכוסו ושליש יש טפח, אין שבס של סוכס, מכניס ומויצי אמנו לבייסר. פרק דה השלום מהקשה. פרק דה השלומה שטר כקש דה הלוך אין שבס is you're right two מחיצס are not enough three is called רשוס היוחי three is called רשוס היוחי דה הלוך is even if you have three you're not allowed to carry this man has a chotzer in his house has three walls you're not allowed to carry you have to have in the fourth side also a מחיצה so it's a Pesach You can't carry in Shabbos. If a person has in Shabbos three walls in the street, you're not allowed to carry. You have to have in the Pesach Arvi, a Tzuras HaPesach, a Mavu, a Lechi, or something, you're not allowed to carry. Midei Rabbanan. You have Midei Raisa, it's called a Rishus HaYochid. But Midei Raisa, you're only allowed to carry if you're surrounded also from the fourth side. If you're not surrounded from the fourth side, you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. So what sucks then? Migud have a doifel in Yan Sukkah, have a doifel in Yan Shabbos. And Sukkah, three walls are enough. So the Shtayim Keil Chosav, Veshlish Tafilu Tefach, two Zoif, you have three. So Migud that I have three in Sukkah, I will have three in Shabbos. So I have three in Shabbos. But in Shabbos, three doesn't let me to carry. So what helps that I have three in Shabbos? What's up the Migud? Migud have a doifel in Yan Sukkah. It's considered three in Sukkah. It's considered three in Shabbos. Shabbos tree doesn't help. What do you mean, Rabban? It's a deraisi. You mean deraisi? As I frag that shlomo, what's up the migu? The migu will say, I want to explain. Without the migu, I don't have even three walls. I have only two and a half. Right? It's only two and a half. Shtayim kilchosov shisafilu tefach. So mi deraisi it's reshus harabi. I take the migu and I say, but in Sukkah it's considered three. So in Shabbos is three. Same. But three for Shabbos, vital don't help. Three in Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. So if three in Shabbos and vital not allowed to carry, so what's half the mikvah? What's half the mikvah? I think that's shlomo. What? I'm doing rice, I'm not chayef. You don't kill me if I do it. You don't kill me. I'm not chayef misa. I was making which is a yoga lush sarabim, I'm not chayev. If I took from my house into that sukkah, I'm not chayev misa. Before I was chayev misa, now I'm not chayev misa. Oh, but it doesn't help. As if like that shlomo. Zog that shlomo. You know, maybe we'll learn pshat in the Gemara Take, that the migu doesn't help that you're allowed to carry from your house to the sukkah. It doesn't help that you're allowed to carry inside the sukkah. It helps legabi chiyuv d'oraisa. That if you moitzim in a bayis la sukkah, you're not chayiv misa. It helps that you're not chayiv misa. But Ravadet will not help klapi the rabbonot. Mit the rabbonot, it's not the like Rashi. Rashi steht lo nicht dazu. Mutter lehachnis, u machnis, u moitzim in beisri. Bal forget the Rashi. Zog de ha-shlome, ein ha-chanami. The migu will not help me not toiro. The migu will help me the rabbonot. The migu will not help me the rabbonot. The migu will only help me the reise. Dainu, mit der Reise, es will be unishus ayochi, dainu. Without the migu, is even no sholish tfan as der Reise. It's only stein vachetzi. Stein vimashu. The migu says, ki ilu I have sholish tfan as. The migu says, ki ilu I have sholish tfan as. But I only have sholish. And the man, I'm not allowed to carry. Weiter. Zog de ha-shlomo, with this hesber, I have a hemshech. I have a terrace on the reef. The reef is mashmi this aloha. It doesn't bring down the first migu. The next migu is the reef brings down. The reef is mashmi the migu. It's talking migu in the reef. So I have a plan for the reef. Why the reef is mashmi the migu? You know why? We paskin, shlish is afilu tefach, but you need tzuras ha-pesach. Omar lo rove, v'oisil tzuras ha-pesach. So we have Shtayim Kilchoso, Tefach, and Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach and Shabbos is a mechitza. So Midoy Reis is anywhere, Shus HaYochid. So why to bring it down to Aloha? Legabi Tiltul, it doesn't help anyways. Because it's only three. Doesn't help to carry. Legabi Doy Reises, Legabi Doy Reises, anyway you have a Shus HaYochid. I the Gemara, we go to Rabbe. Rabbi didn't learn you need Tzuras HaPesach. He was holding Keneged HaYotze. So for him is a chidush that the migu turned into Birush HaYochi Dei Reise. Again, mit the Rabbanon it doesn't help. Sukkah only has three walls. If Sukkah has three walls, I can't make it four walls. I only have three walls. So the migu could give me what I have in Sukkah. And Sukkah I have three, so in Shabbos I will have three. So the Gemara was going without Tzuras HaPesach. Keneged HaYotze. Or the Midori Raisa, the Midori Raisa, you don't need to ask a Pesach, different ways how to learn. This was the Sugi going. We're going to Srabbe and Pashtas. The Rif La Alochim needs a Tzuras HaPesach. Man, it's known as Kimin and this Migu. As I said, there's Shalom. Again, in Rashi steht nicht das. The Machnis, the Moitzi, the Beisim. The Meiri brings down the Ashlome. בשם גויני הדוירס, אז מי דה השלומה בא, דה מהירי. גויני הדוירס וזה השלומה. זאת אומרת, וכן כוספו גויני הדוירס, he brings down דה השלומה, and he says, no. You're allowed to carry, it's toch amigu, you're allowed to carry. doesn't explain himself. It's not amigu. You're allowed to carry. Vasi do amigu, so you're allowed to carry. He's not masber himself. But he says, what is the pshat in the migu? So the migu is merabes. The migu is not, I have a wall for sukkah, I have a wall. The ashlama learns pshat, what is the migu? The third wall is a shvacher wall. But say, it's the wall for sukkah. No, I say, it's the wall for sukkah, say, it's the wall for Shabbos. So the ashlama says, I have three walls. Three walls, don't let me to carry. But three walls, I'm not allowed to carry. That's the kasha from the Ashlama. Zog the Meiri Nei. The Migu is not if it's a wall for Sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos. If the place is considered Godur Legabe Sukkah, it's Godur Legabe Shabbos. And I will be Masbir. We saw in the first Rashi in the Omud, Rashi was handling Rosh Tur. So Rashi v'mechzike arba. We explain that the Yisoid of Geder, Rashi says, V'arevi is Tefach. The Yisoid is a Rishus Sukkah. How you do a Rishus Sukkah? You put gates around it. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Aloch Elomeshim Yisina, you know how you get a Rishus Sukkah? 2.5 walls. You know how you get a Rishus Ayochid? Midarabonon 3, Midarayse 3, Midarabonon 4. But it's a Rishus Sukkah, and it's a Rishus Shabbos. If the walls, midarabonon, midarayse, from everything, it's called a Sukkah, so these walls are magdir this place Sukkah. Migu that they could magdir him to be a Sukkah, they could magdir him to be a Rishus Ayochid. The Loshon HaRan is, what is the migu? Ein mechitza materes lechatzoi. The aside of mechitza is to bring this place to be considered godu. Godu begidri Sukkah, sifamach, se a Sukkah. If it's called Sukkadik, so the aside of the mechitza is kutuoif, that this whole place is called surrounded and it's called a Sukkah, godu b'china Sukkah. So b'meile it could help in Shabbos, as it says, a reshus Shabbos. If the gather of the mechitzas could be goyder the place, then it's called Godur Fasukah, it's Godur Fashabbos. Till the Meiri asks on himself, Ve'af al pishe loshuna gemore migu de'ave doifen le'inyan sukah, yeshloima shekavona sa gemore migu shehach tfanois machshirois besukah, machshirois beshabbos. So steht klar in the Meiri when he's asking on himself how he learned pshat. He said, in the beginning I learned pshat, the migu is in the doifen. The two walls are good. The third wall is a shvachi wall, and Hashem said it's a good wall. Migu da have a doifen, it's called doifen shlishis, it's called a doifen for sukkah. Mele learns the Ashlamas, I only have three walls, I'm not allowed to carry. Masha'enkin. The Meiri is learning pshat, the gather of the migu is on the reshus. Migu that these mechitzas make a reshus sukkah, the tuoif a reshus Shabbos. Migu that it's called, these mechitzas ketuah for Rishus Sukkah, the mele the ketuah for Rishus Shabbos. And this is the way we'll have to learn in Rashi. This is the way we'll have to learn in Rashi. That the mechitzas taketuah. Again, Lashonis Rashi, Nishtazeh Gishmak. The last Loshon in Rashi, the last Loshon of Rashi. Dahu tefach agmer rachmona lemoyshe v'mechitza sukkah delevi doifen shleimer lasuko havedoifen nami b'shabbes nesukkah leinian Shabbos. That's sure in Rashi will be much more arangit if it will learn like the Ashlamo that the migus and the doifen migu the high doifen havedoifen agmer rachmona lemoyshe davedoifen shleimer lasukkah havedoifen shleimer lShabbos. Not mashma zevi the meiri menavis naetsa midabar. But we come and we have two esbeirim. The Ashlamas Me'alach is that the Migu is in the Doifen Shlishis. Migu that have the Doifen, Memele Frektor, but I only have three. I don't have four. Memele says I'm not allowed to carry. And this is the reason the Rif was mashmited, because Lemaise we have Surah Sapesach, so it's known as Kimina Legabe de Reise, and Legabe de Rabbon attack the Migu doesn't do Oif. And the Meiri says, Klor, the Migu to Zoif, even Legabe de Rabbon. The Migu to Zoif, even Legabe de Rabbon. We could ask you a starke kasha. I'm sure everyone had it right away. If we're saying that the migu helps even legabe the rabbanon to carry, I have a poshta kasha. I could start the gemara different. A sukkah that has three walls, fested three walls. V'chein le'inyan Shabbos, you're allowed to carry. You write that you only have three. Migu that these three, two are if a sukkah, and Shabbos, you're allowed to carry. Why did Gemara ask to speak about Shtayim Kilchoso v'Shlish is Afilu Tefach? The Gemara says Shtayim Kilchoso v'Shlish is Afilu Tefach. Migu the Avedoy Filin and Sukkah Avedoy Filin and Shabbos, and you're allowed to even to carry. I could say the migu in every sukkah, even if I have three walls in a sukkah, and Shabbos I'm not allowed to carry when I have three walls. Migu da have a doifel in yon sukkah, have a doifel in yon Shabbos. Now the Teretz is poshut, like you're saying. This is pshita that you say migu. From sukkah to the rabbonon, migu da legabi sukkah da reise, it helps. Til to the rabbonon, it helps. Pshita. Loshon HaGemara later, the Chiddush is Mikilta lechamirte. Migu da v'doifin in Yansuke. It helps legabe Shabbos that b'doiraisis reshuso rabim. And you turn it to become a reshus hayochid. This is the Chiddush. That's the Gemara's last line. Mikilta lechamirte. This is the Chiddush you say migu. Mechamirte lekilte? From suke d'oiraisis that b'meli you're allowed to carry? This is pshita that you say in migu. That's the Nishkin Chiddush that you say in migu. What? Mamish not a chiddush. They say it's a better chiddush. I'm saying it's mamish not a chiddush. Selav, it's the chamigu. Lo yitzarich lei. Be'etzem, what I'm saying be'etzem is the Rosh. The Rosh also brings down the shaila why the Rif was mashmitted. So we said, why the Rif is mashmit? So the Ashlama says, you know why the Rif was mashmitted? Because anyway, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so it's not Negea Legabi De Raisa anymore. So it's only Negea Legabi De Rabbonon. And Legabi De Rabbonon, the Migu doesn't help. The Rosh says the same thing, but he says better. He says, no, it helps even Legabi De Rabbonon. It helps even Legabi De Rabbonon. Not only Legabi De Raisa. It helps even Legabi De Rabbonon, it helps. The Migu helps even Legabi De Rabbonon. So the Rosh, so why the Rif was mashed with it? So not Tzuras HaPesach. With the Raisa, I don't need the Migu. So the Ashlama says the Migu doesn't help with the Rabbonon. Maybe the Rif was mash with it. Zog the Rosh, no, the Migu helps with the Rabbonon. Oh, but that's pshita that the Migu helps. Again, the Gemara said the Chiddush that the Migu helps clap with the Raisa. So again, we have that's two Droch. The Ashlama learns that the Migu only helps Legabi Doifen Shlishis. Sukkah it's like Sholosh, Shabbos is also like Sholosh. The Mele it will not help Klapei the Rabbanon. The Mele the Rif is Mashmit. Why? Because Heinz the Tzuras HaPesach. Heinz the Tzuras HaPesach is no Nafkimine in our Sugya. Every time you have three walls, the only Nafkimine Legabi the Rabbanon. Legabi the Rabbanon, you don't have to. It doesn't help. That's the Ashlama's Mahalach. Again, so Lefi the Ashlama, the Migu helps to be Moishach the Doifen. As David, the Shlishis is Nimshach and Shabbos is Nimshach. Oh, but Legabi the Rabbon and Legabi fourth wall is no four walls here, Legabi Sukkah. Mele is no fourth wall, Legabi Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry. And this is the reason the Rif is Mashmit. Because La'alochim, we have a Shlishis has Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi La'alochim passes, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Mele, anyway, you have three walls. It's not Negea Legabi Deiraisa. Here's a Yisofe, the Ran, when he brings down this Cheshbon. Can I just see the Ran inside? Zog the Ran. It's not true. The Tzuras HaPesach is only till Zion. Right? We had Machlekes. Tzuras HaPesach is apnei kol ha-doifen, or it's only apnei Zion. So he says it's weiter in Afkemine. One wall is 10 meters, second wall is Zion Tfochim, then the Tzuras HaPesach is only Zion Tfochim. The rest is kosher mitzad psal. Obel, the wall, as the Raisa, it's not Rishus HaYochid, only can I get the 7. The rest of the Raisa is not Rishus HaYochid. So as a nafkimina, you have to come to the migu that you could carry, and the rest. Well, you tell me the Rif doesn't have to bring it down, because every time you have a Tzuras HaPesach, every time I have a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach is not apnei kula. The Ashlama learned Tzuras HaPesach is apnei kula. It's interesting. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it doesn't have to be apnei kula, it says v'chein muchach l'mishalim et baran. Means the Ran in our sugya. The Ran says he doesn't understand. It's also Pesach, it's not going to be Apnei Kuloi. It's only Apnei Zion. So it's weiter an Afkemine in the Migu or not. But we call them, the Ashlomen's theory is that the Migu only helps with Deif and Shlishis. Maybe when it's a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not Afkemine. The Ran times, it's not Apnei Kuloi, so it is an Afkemine. But Legabi the Rabbonon, it doesn't help. The Meiri and Rashi say that the Migu helps even Legabi the Rabbonon. And the Rosh Bepashtus learns that the Migu also helps the Gavid Rabbonon. Just grad the Rosh, I could say the same shtickle there why the Rif was mashed with it. Not because he holds that it doesn't help legabi the Rabbanon. He holds that today is the Tzuras HaPesach. So maybe lekule av mesidu Tzuras HaPesach. So legabi the Reis, it's not negaya. And legabi the Rabbanon, pshite. Because later we'll see, mikilta lechamirta amrinen, mikhamirta lekilta lekol sheken. The chiddush in the Gemara is that it helps from sukkah to Shabbos. But from sukkah to tiltul the Rabbanon, pshite that the migu helps. There's no chiddush. This is the first chelik. And again, we said, the chisoron in this pshat is, it's very gishmak, it's meiri, that's close. Because the meiri asked that himself, the afal gav de amrinen, migu de avet doifen, but the problem is, l'shoin is Rashi. If Rashi will say that the migu is in the reshus, agav that it's a reshus for sukkah, it's a reshus for Shabbos, I'll be very gishmak. The loshen Rashi, nisht hazeh arangizetz. Rashi says, migu she adoifen nimshach, kach agmer rachmona le moishe, she udoifen apnei kuloi, it's a doifen for Shabbos. But we'll see both, we'll learn the sugi klor, we'll see both things. But Rashi for sure holds, you say migu da ave reshus le sukkah, ave reshus le Shabbos, and you also sometimes you have to say migu da ave doifen le sukkah, ave doifen le Shabbos. The idea that these two things that the Ashlom learned is only in the Deif and Shlishis. And the Meiri learns that it's the Reshus. We'll see, in Rashi we have Klor that it's Reshus. Rashi says you're allowed to carry. We'll see about in a second that Klor and Rashi, the way he learns our Gemara, is before the Gemara both Migus. That you could work with the Migu, side with the Deif and sometimes, and side with the Reshus. Before we start to see the Gemara inside, there's a lot of nafkiminas there in the Migu. We'll mention one to start with Mestaba Doiza, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Chofei. Chas Chinuch, Chidushi. So the Minchas Chinuch, Nistapakti. The halacha is if you steal walls, you steal wood, you can't do a sukkah. Sukkah Gzula. Why? Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Gmor and Daftes. Chag HaSukkah Istase Lecho. Mishelcho. He says, Abba for Shabbos, if a person steals walls and he makes Rosh HaSayochid, you're allowed to carry there? Avada. Mask him. There's no issue. Frank the Chinuch, he stole walls and he made a sukkah. And Shabbos, Migud have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the sukkah. So you'll have to sit there in sukkahs. So Shabbos sukkahs, you'll have to sit in the sukkah gzula. So what? We'll see, baby, you have the sukkah shenavu l'shiva, we'll get back. It's shmer in the Gemara also. So the Rashash, the Netziv, you have to have sukkah shenavu l'shiva. As long as the meaning of what the Minchas Chinuch class. Zog dem Minchas Chinuch. No. Shanti vis bonanti she toisi. Why? I would think, because honish ken shaykhis, yeah? Zog dem nei. You know why toisi? Because if you say such a migu, so even in a weekday it's kosher. Migu da ve kosher le nigza, da ve kosher le gaza. As then you say, migu da ve doifni yan shabes, da ve doifni yan suke. Migu da ve kosher le gabi nigza, da ve kosher le gabi gaza. Why not? Why? That's a Minchas Chinuch says. I'm asking, we could be chalik and the tzushta. Two people, in this, maybe you say the same person in different matzofim. He understands two dates and two people is the same thing. Maybe from Shabbos to weekday, or from Shabbos to Sukkah, that's maybe Ruvim Bashima. Zokter, b'meile, why taki we don't say migu? Val gezel is not only a psul in tfanis, gozul could be a psul in schach, gozul could be a psul in karga, the beginning of Lulubah Gozudov and the Tesvis. B'meile, it's not migu to have a doi feeling. And zok nochabot. Verstehen ich den Minchas Chinuch. Aber in den Minchas Chinuch, one thing is for sure. The loike ha-shlome for sure. That the wall is nimshach, it's no shaykhis. And the first shot that the migu is, as maybe the little tefach is pulled all over. So it's called a wall, it was the shaykhis. Here it's a wall. It's a psul. Here we know, aber if it's kosher for Shabbos, it's kosher for Sukkah. It's a chidush. It's not a psul in the doife, but I verstehen den Minchas Chinuch. Aber aber the Minchas Chinuch leans closer to the Meiris Malach. Also that is not enough. We said migu that it's goyder legabi suke, it's goyder legabi Shabbos. But here it's a wall. Everything is good. It's a psaitik psul. What's trying to do migu? I'll be masked with the problem. The Ran said, what is the migu? Ein mechitzel lechatzoy. Ein mechitzel lechatzoy. Other yodel, other Shabbos, you can't say for that yes, for this not. Ein mechitzel lechatzoy. Yeah, it's a mechitzel lechatzoy. It's a mechitzel gemuro. It's goyder bereshus. It's a psul in sukkah. That's the shaykh to Shabbos. I'll give you the moshul. Moshul amar dovol doyim. I'll give you a moshul. Rabbi Yoshiya holds that you have to have schach. I'm sorry, that you have to have walls from the same material of schach. Rabbi Yoshiya amud beis. You have to have psulis goyder veyekev. You're not allowed to make walls for metal. We don't pass on it. And the Bach says to be machmerit, but Halacha says that he didn't see a lot of people that are choishes to that. Yeah? That the walls have to be also from Pseudas going to Yekev. So as your shayla, but in, we'll say like this, but in Shabbos Chalamoed, you don't have to. And you could have a defi on Shabbos, have a defi on Sukkah. You'll put a maimi that don't want to kabel tumma. But in Shabbos it's good, right? So you could have a defi on Shabbos, have a defi on Sukkah. What are the shaykhs? The Migu says, two walls are not closing a place. If in Shabbos two walls close the place, Migu have a defi on Shabbos, have a defi on Sukkah. Or Migu have a defi on Sukkah, have a defi on Shabbos. Two walls don't close the place for Shabbos, but Agav, they closed the place. It was called Godur Leinian Sukkah, it's called Godur Leinian Shabbos. Here, Anishkin Shaykhas Be'etzim. It's Godur, it's not. It's closed for Sukkah also, it's a Psul. Shabbos, that Psul doesn't exist. What Shaykh do? What Shaykh do Migu? But we don't understand yet. But Ravada, the vegiv the minchas chinuch, how much can shaykhs say that the tefach agav that is pulled for the whole wall and will be pulled for Shabbos also? How much can shaykhs? He learns for sure the migu is if it helps clapping one din, it helps clapping the other din. Right now we're asking how much can shaykhs? Because it's a zaydik epsul. We don't understand the minchas chinuch. But Ravada, it's more from the bismarish of the meiri that the chalos of the migu, the avone of the migu is migu that is goyder the reshus clapping ein zach. It's goyder klapir second zach. So he learns Valen Shabbos is no psul gozul. So agav that is goyder for Shabbos, it's goyder for Sukkah. Fragment, we don't understand it. Oh, but if it's a din that the doifin is nimshach, like Loshel Rashi, and agav that is called shlishis, it will be called in Shabbos shlishis, hob nishken shayches. What's it about? Lom is an ashtikul the gemor. Eis ve'abay, you say that we say migu, umi amrinen migu v'otanye, doifin Sukkah ke doifin Shabbos. Rashi is pshat, as if lovud helps in Shabbos, lovud helps in Sukkah. Ubilvad shelo yiyeh ben kone lechaveiro yisholesh tfochim. So the first halacha is lovud helps in Sukkah, like lovud helps in Shabbos. Avada, this gemore is a shvere gemore. We mentioned already from the Goen that you have to have seven on both sides without lovud. And here the gemore says that Doifin Sukkah ke Doifin Shabbos, ubilvad shelo yiyeh ben kone lekone sholesh tfochim. The Magen Avraham also passes that love doesn't help in a Sukkah, and afrek the Magen Avraham from our Gemara, is often a Gemara here that love helps in Sukkah. And Be'ez Hashem will see his two mehalachim out to answer. The Magen Avraham's mehalach and the Goyen's mehalach. Because with Pashas we said love doesn't help in a Sukkah. Tesis and Afyud Zayin Kimat asks this kasha. Tesis and Afyud Zayin wanted to say that love would not help in a Sukkah, and he brings the argument that love helps in a Sukkah. I will say the Magen Avraham has a mehalach, maybe only the Sukkah shel Arba it helps. The Goyen has a andere mehalach. This is a show we have to go back to the Yasha of the Sukkah from love when love helps. Love is in the Rashi. So Rashi says Psha, Doifen Sukkah ke Doifen Shabbos, Kol Tzvidit Fanois. שיתירו חכמים לשבת, כי גויים מחצי של שסי בלא ירף, סניקס דה מק לובות, כי דה אמר בעיר ובמקיבים בקנים, ובלבד שלא יהיה בין קונה לחבר של השפוכים, ואף על פי שרוחב קונה אינו אלו מלא יצבע, ויש בין קונה לקונה של השפוכים, חוסר משהו, ואי כפור וצמחו בעל האוימת, שפר דומי, דאמרין אל לובו, ואהב לכול האוימת, אוי של ערב, בלי שסי, כתנן מקיף עם שלי שחבולים, הווהקף נמי לדויפן סוכה. So all לובו like this, standing all lines of לובו, is kosher, ובלבד, שיזור שלו יהיה בין כל אלה חברו שלו לשפוכם כשהוא מקיף, כי איך דאמרין אל השבס, דמכן נופן למתרס לובו, ודווקא במקוי מסהרבה, דאהב לכפור וצמחו בעל האוימת, אבל מוקי מרד השתיים, אהב לכפסוכי. So Rashi says, Klor, Rashi says klar that lovud helps in a sukkah, but it can't be porutz merubah al ha'oimet. It cannot be porutz merubah al ha'oimet. Lovud helps because it's kesosu, but if it's not lovud, porutz merubah al ha'oimet doesn't help in a sukkah like it doesn't help in a Shabbos. Then the braisa is mamshich ubilvad v'yaseiro Shabbos al sukkah she'ashabbos eino niteres elo be'oimet merubah al ha'porutz ma she'ein ken b'sukkah. Mamish, if you read the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Rashi gave a akdome. You could have lovud, but you cannot have porutz merubah al ha'oimet, not in Sukkah and not in Shabbos. Now the next line of the Gemara, yaseiro al Shabbos, she'ashabbos eino niteres elo be'oimet merubah al ha'porutz ma she'ein ken b'sukkah. Steht klar in Sukkah, porutz merubah al ha'oimet is kosher. How do you read this piece Gemara? The Gemara starts. בלבד שבין כל הלקונה שולש ובלבד זאת רשי שלא יהיה פורס משלושו, because if it's more, it's פורס מרובע על האוימד doesn't help. You have to have אוימד מרובע על הפורס. יסיירו שבס על סוכו, שבס אז נאו have to have אוימד מרובע על הפורס. מה שאין כן סוכו, סוכת רשי, שהשבס אינו ניתרס אם יש בפסוחים ארבע, שאין במסור עשה פסח, ורבים על האוימד ומבט לי ללא אוימד. מה שאין כן בסוכו, דסגי למשתיים כלחוסו, ושיש אפילו תפח. ואפילו היו לו פסוחים בשני התפנס, איך עוד השתיים, וכי מצטר בלו בעד השתיים, הפרוץ עזב לי פורץ מרובה לא אימד שורים. So this Rashi is a medrash pli. The Gemara starts, you're not allowed to have porutz merubah la oimed and sukkah and Shabbos. And Rashi finishes, and Shabbos you're not allowed to have porutz merubah la oimed. But in sukkah you're allowed to have porutz merubah la oimed. Zog the Pesach Abayis, shat in Rashi, he says, that Alamo he never chapped it till he saw this Rashi. Somebody says, chidush ha'aran eru v'indaf yudalef. Say like this. Avade, this is the Pashtus pshat. Every wall, you have to have oimed merubah la porutz. Love with something else. Oimed merubah la porutz in one wall. Second wall, oimed merubah la porutz. You can't have less than that. So, the science Shabbos, science super. So what is the next halacha? Listen carefully. The next halacha is azay. We'll start from Shabbos. We know already, you're not allowed to have porutz merubah. This is the first line. Rashi said, because if you have porutz merubah, it's not good on Shabbos. So we'll start on Shabbos. I have one wall, I have to have 51% of that wall covered. If it's not 51%, it's called porutz merubah la'oimed. Second wall has to be 51%. If it's not 51, it's not good. The third wall has to be on Shabbos 51%. We're going on with the Raisa. The fourth wall doesn't have to be closed. Zogt Rashi, what happens if you have 51, 51, 51? And the fourth one is open completely. So the total of the whole four walls is more open or more closed? More open. It's Pashtaze. If every side is 49 open, and the middle side is 100% open, so if the whole box is more open, it's also possible. Has to be that all of the box together is roiv oimet. You don't have to have a mechitz in the tzad of revi. You could have 70, 70, and 70. It's okay. But if all together is porutz merubah la oimet, it's possible. And sukkah b'chai gavna, it's kosher. I have two and mashu. So the vial, I have roiv. Right? Two, seven, and mashu. Then I have two big doors here. So the total of the sukkah is porutz merubah. It's kosher and sukkah. So read Rashi inside. This is what Rashi says. Again. And every wall I have to have oimed merubah ala porutz. Sayin Shabbos, sayin sukkah. This is the first part of the braise. So Rashi, ubilvad that I have oimed merubah ala porutz. If I don't have oimed merubah ala porutz in every one of the walls, the sukkah is not good. The only way the sukkah is good is that in every one of the walls I have oimed merubah ala porutz. Sayin sukkah and sayin Shabbos. As another alochebot, Shabbos ain't on iteres beporutz merubah ala oimed. If the total of the box in Shabbos it's open, it's not good. Even if in every wall is oimed merubah ala porutz, even if in every wall it's oimed merubah ala porutz, but if in the box together is porutz merubah ala oimed, then it's not good. Masha'egin and sukkah. Even Masha'egin and sukkah, even if in Gazan and sukkah it's considered open, it's kosher. Now I want to be masbe first the avonas advor. We explain, and this is the insight from the beginning. Even if you have to have three walls in Shabbos, with the raise, the gather is that the three walls surround the place. Sukkah, two and a half surround the place. This is the insight of mechitzes b'kola terekula. The aloch is in Shabbos, every wall has to be oimed merubah la porutz. But if in the surrounding in Gansel, the whole sukkah is porutz merubah la oimed, so the place is not called surrounded, the mele it's not a mechitza. Masha'enken, in sukkah, shnemar aloch is shtayim ki ilchoso v'shishta filu tefach, that it's enough. In the whole total, if I have shtayim ki ilchoso, seven, even if it's porutz merubah, the Gansel sukkah is kosher. the Sefer Rishon LeZion from the Rachaim and Sukkah, he says, he also learns like this. He says, why the fourth side changes? If you don't have to close him, why he changes for the Lachim Poros Mechubal HaOimet? But those are the words of Rashi. The Pnei Yishon also says it clear that this is the Avona in Rashi. Roy, but that in Shtayim ki ilchosam, so the Pnei Yishon doesn't say Shtayim melei. Shtayim ki ilchosam that have seven, even with Psochim. Mele, we're medayik in there, that even if in the total is Poetz Merube, it's kosher. But look in Rashi, and Rashi says it in one line, in Dibur HaMaschil, Masha'en ken besuka, to read the Rashi slow. The Sagel of Shtayim ki ilchosam shafilu tefach, ve'afilu oyu psochim b'shtei atfano, is echo de Shtayim, v'chi mitzarefes lehu, behad Shtayim ha'prutzois, have le Poetz Merube v'sharye. Shtei, you have to see it, shtei in Rashi. So again, so we mind the dvorim. So start. That's the first pshat. Pshat the top of the Gemara. Rashi learns that in every wall, Sayan Shabbos, Sayan Sukkot is the first Rashi, and Dibur HaMaschil Bilvat, or Dibur HaMaschil Doifen. Rashi learns every wall has to be Oymen Merub Al Haporot. If the wall is not Oymen Merub Al Haporot, it's not a wall. Every wall to kasher has to be oymen merubah laporot. If that wall is not oymen merubah laporot, it's not a wall. Second wall, if it's not oymen merubah, it's not a wall. Every wall is she'atzmai. This is sayin sukkah, sayin Shabbos. It's another aloha. Yeseiro Shabbos as sukkah, Shabbos as another chumrah. And the first aloha that everyone has to have in every wall oymen merubah is the same. Mechitza sukkah ki mechitza Shabbos. Yeseiro Shabbos ala sukkah, that in Shabbos you could have. And you're not allowed to have in the total poets merub al ha'oimer, and in Sukkah you're allowed to have in the total poets merub al ha'oimer. On chidush ha'aran in Eruvin Nav Yud Aleph, the chidush ha'aran zogdos. Klo bedas Rashi. Rabbi Nuchanan al Bayos doesn't learn the Gemara like this. He learns kipshutoi. In Shabbos, every wall, he learns he's going at doifen shlishis. In Shabbos, all the three walls have to be oymed merubah al ha'poretz. Yes, Sukkah is different, that one of the walls, the third wall, could be poretz merubah al ha'oymed. But Rashi steht klar nicht das. So now, let me learn, this is Pshat HaGemor, on tales. So now, frag the Gemor HaKashe, why? But at least in Shabbos, Chalamoed, Bigud avet doifen inyan Sukkah, avet doifen inyan Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, the same thing you told me, Shtayim ki ilchosam shesafilu tefach. You're allowed to carry. So same thing, I'm asking you. In the case that it's poetz merubah dehainu, you have two and a little bit, and you have doors. So in the total, it's open. But in Sukkah b'chai gavne, it's kosher. So migud avet doifin and Sukkah avet doifin and Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara inside. My love, you say your Shabbos the Sukkah Sukkah, but lo yamrinen migu. Frag the Gemara and say migu. Why you don't say migu? Say migu. I have a doifin on Sukkah, I have a doifin on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, no, you say migu. Lo, you say your Shabbos the Alma, Shabbos the Sukkah. Then you say migu. Now I want to ask you a shayla. What kind of migu the Gemara wants you to say? Every wall is a good wall, and the total of the reshus is a problem. Of a migu that in Sukkah in the total of the reshus is no problem. So let it be in Shabbos also a good reshus ayochi. This migu is only like the Meiri migu. The migu before that the doifen shlishis is nimshach hot nishkin shaychas. The problem of this Sukkah is 51, 51, 51. You have seven, three sides even. You have 51, 51, 51. But even so, in the total is more open, and Sukkah is kosher, and Shabbos is not kosher. For I cannot say a migu, what? If Sukkah is good, and Shabbos is good. But here I can, Moshe, but if I can, I'll tell you more from that. And the third wall is still there. But I have windows. And the total is not good. And Sukkah is kosher, and Shabbos is not kosher. What I will say, migu? The Torah says, but if these walls help to make the reshus, to be a reshus, reshus for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos. So steht klar, that the avone from the migu, the agdore from the migu is, migu da have a doifel in yan sukkah, have a doifel in yan Shabbos. Not the pshat, like we're medayik the meiri, that this doifel is a good, any doifel here is a good doifel. And the total of the reshus, it's not enough. And the total of the reshus is prutzo. The Teretz is, oh, if these walls make a reshus for sukkah, they make a reshus for Shabbos. They make reshus for Shabbos. Okay, let me mention the Gemara. Frag the Gemara Akashe. Frag the Gemara Akashe, Yochi. Ah, The Braise came to say, so it's very interesting. First we thought that Migu doesn't help, and the Gemara fixed up that in the Braise state that Migu helps. In the Braise state that Migu helps. You say a Shabbos is Sukkos, a Shabbos. Yochel Litnanami, Yeseiro Sukkah de Alme, a Sukkah de Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, I have a better Migu, from Shabbos to Sukkos. I have a Sukkah that the whole year will be possible, and in Shabbos Chalav Moed will be good. We'll say a Migu Fakel, from Shabbos to Sukkah. If the Braise is already coming to say Chidushim, let the Braise to say a bigger Chidush, that you say a Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. What is the case? Ilu Sukkah de Alme boi tefach soichek, and a Sukkah de Alme shtayim ki ilchosa ve tefach soichek, vilu Sukkah de Shabbos loi boi tefach soichek, ve sagi melechek. Do'adu da amre sichel gabi mobu shi yashto lechik sheiro. What is the Gemara's kasha? It's interesting. And a person has a lechi, mobui, and he has a small lechi. In Shabbos, we said midoi raise it's Rishus Ayochi. In Sukkah, we have to have other tefach soichek or pas arba velovut. That's the words tefach soichek, fake the ritmo are the wrong words. The Gemara had to say pas arba velovut. So the ritmo, the Gemara and the Rav Chedimis didn't want to go into the machlekes. See, the Ran will answer that we have a chetimtzus maybe that Movi could have a tefach soichek, but the answer is the shenis ha-gemor. But first, the etzema gemor. I'm going to etzema gemor. Frank, the gemor, I'll say migu. I have a Movi with a lechi, and Shabbos is good. And Sukkot's not good. You have to have other pasarba, other tefach soichek. Of a migu, they have a doifil in Shabbos, have a doifil in Yen Sukkot. Why the Braise didn't say it? So the Gemara, you're right, you say it. Aber es pshite. Lo yitzarich. Hashta mikirte lechamir, amrin, mechamirte lekirte lekol shekem. From Sukkah, that it's only achila v'shtiyah. You say migud, that it's not a Shabbos, you're allowed to carry. You're allowed to v'chiv skile. From Shabbos, for sure you say migud to Sukkah. This is the Gemara. So, zochino ledin deval, the first chelik of the Gemara, klorin the Gemara migud both ways. From Sukkah to Shabbos, and from Shabbos to Sukkah. So we start this Gemara as a poor zach that we have to stell up. First, the Emek Broch is Rek Takash. Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. Listen very carefully. Afregus of the Miskerov, of the Rov, Sazak Kash of the Rov, Sachlo Yehuman. Fai, what should I have done Migu? In Shabbos it's good, so in Sukkah it's also good. In Shabbos we said, you have to go to the Rishus. So you wanted to help in Sukkah. We said in Sukkah it's two dinim, it's a din doifen. I don't have the migu for the din doifen. We said the skrovlin is two dinim. There's a din goyder that is shoes in Sukkah like Shabbos. And there's an extra din, a din doifen. So what is the migu? It helps for Shabbos, it will help for Sukkah. But Sukkah has an extra din. The din from doifen. What? Can it? No, so we made it how it helps. Could be you'll be right. That we have Shtayim Kiel Choso here, and we have a Shlishis, so we're only missing the steam. But you ready to say Gishtikul Teire? Could be, we'll see that. I'm afraid the Kashif when they make Broche. Frank, they make Broche. How you make a Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah? And Shabbos is only a Din Simek, Dira Samokah. And Sukkah is another halacha. What is the extra halacha in Sukkah? The extra halacha in Sukkah is you have to have a doifen. You have to have a doifen in Sukkah. If you have to have a doifen in Sukkah, where is the middle? And for the second nusach we said yesterday, there's no two din. There's one din. You're right, the walls of Sukkah are festive walls, are not shvach. Besides that, of a middle that these walls are good for Shabbos, they're good for Sukkah. Even though normally in Sukkah you need more. So if it's two dinim, it's very shver, where is the migu? Shabbos is one din, Sukkah is another din. Mechatei said the same migu from one din to the other din. No. It's two dinim, it's geder and it's two doifen. Let me zorgen, I'll ask you a shayla. Maybe you don't need a schach in Shabbos. You could have a doifen in Shabbos, I don't need schach. I have tfalis, but it's another din of schach. I have to close the place. Chutz from that is a din to put tfalis in Sukkah. If it's another din, the migu mechatei said, the migu will make it. If it's one din, on the table from Biskirov, you have to have better walls in Sukkah. But let me to be marked at that. So, maybe we could answer it. Maybe we could answer the Emek Broch. I'm not saying it's a starke kasha. Tariba trachen, maybe we could answer it. But Einachanami, we have your tfanis. We haven't Mogushtaim Kiil Choso. But the Pas Arba has a tefach. The Biskirov explained it's only missing the steamer. The man of the Migu helps. Because here you have Shtayim Ki Ilchoso. A Berbir Nefkimin, in a case that you will not have, the Migu will not help. I want to ask you two shayles. To mechadad the dvorim, to go around to the sugya. To mechadad the dvorim. So, with two shayles. First shayle, I want to ask you a shayle. The Gemara says you say Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. So I want to ask you a shayle. Go back to the Avdalah of Mudbeis. As far as I got, you put full condensing, it's not a sukkah, right? But for Shabbos, it's a shusayochid. You say good asik. So in Shabbos Chalamoid, you're allowed to eat there? You could have a day for you on sukkah, have a day for you on Shabbos? As far as I got? You could have a day for you on sukkah, have a day for you on Shabbos? I'm sorry. You could have a day for you on Shabbos, have a day for you on sukkah? David, it will help or not? As far as I got, you say good asik. So if you don't say good asik, lefi the Ramban, on his fasa, but Shabbos is Shusayochid, oilo lemalo. But lefi the Ram, we say good asik in Shabbos. No, say, you can have a devil in Shabbos, have a devil in Sukkah? I'll ask you another shayle. Tzuras HaPesach. Shabbos helps. Sukkah doesn't help. Shabbos Chalamoy, you're allowed to eat in Tzuras HaPesach? You can have a devil in Shabbos, have a devil in Sukkah? Why? Our Gemara helps. What is the difference? Not as in the Chaschim of Skashe from Gozo. I'm asking, the Gemara says, Migu to have a devil in Shabbos helps Ligabi Sukkah. So I'm asking you, the vowel two. What with good asik and what with Tzuras HaPesach? Both of them help in Shabbos. You're saying, Migu to have a devil in Shabbos, have a devil in Sukkah? So if you're a Briskerov, maybe it's not such a Kashe. We said, Sukkah is another din devil. By us, we have Tfanis. Shtayim ki ilchosov, shafilu tefa. But behelem abriskerov. Behelem abriskerov. We didn't want to go to Briskerov yesterday. Behelem abriskerov. I'm saying, no chabot. The Fidu Briskerov, we don't understand the Gemara. But after we'll answer the Gemara, so we say, in our Gemara already is Tfanis. You have Shtayim ki ilchosov, and you have the Pasarba, you have the Tefach Soichik. It's only the Gdus. So the man of the Migu helps. Dear attack is no mechitzas mikores, it's gomish. So ein echnami, the Migu doesn't help. But we're not the Briskerov. Kepshuto is shteito in the Gemara, that Migu helps for Shabbos and Sukkah. So, Sidoach Goyim, let's say yes. You're allowed to. So man, if you stock Shabbos Chalamoid, it's very easy to make a Sukkah. You go as fast as a guy, you put Tzchach, and you're allowed to eat it. And it's not even in Yontef. Even in Yontef you could eat. Because Yontef, you're tilto shel Yotzorim, so it's mechitzas. So man, mechitzas and Sukkah is no problem, you don't have to have rules, man. As fast as a guy, it's kosher. It's loyale al adas. It's loyale al adas, but the problem is teretz. Now, aber mir gut aber dürfen ja zu gehen, aber dürfen ja Schabes. Ist doch nicht die Kerze, das ist die Kerze. Ich weiß nicht, what is the child in the Kerze is a din, or it's only a chetim, so the has to have tfanis. So it's a besondere din? Let me get one more shlav. I just want to say, we're going to write to the sugit. I'll ask you, the achroini ma mendai kadir. The Gemara says, Lit minami yesero suke de alme as suke de Shabbos. That in Shabbos, sirich al gabi mavu yishiyesh lo ilechi, migu da ave doifil inyan Shabbos, ave doifil inyan suke. The migu da ave doifil inyan Shabbos, ave doifil inyan suke. So the Rishonim amedayek loshon ha-gemore, yesero suke de Shabbos, as suke de alme. Yesero suke de Shabbos, as suka de alma. The migu only helps in Shabbos Chalamoed. Oh, but during the week, the migu doesn't help. Bach will come to your kasha, so suka shein ruya l'shiva. This will be speaking about Sunday, the Rashash's kasha. So l'chuz, suka shein ruya l'shiva. Okay, this is Sunday we'll get to this kasha. But the Gemara says that the migu helps in Shabbos Chalamoed. In Shabbos Chalamoed, the migu helps. During the week, the migu will not help. The Ritva brings down that in Rif steht nicht das. The Ritva says that the Rif Loshen is Migu da have a Deufel in Shabbos, have a Deufel in Sukkah, that the Migu helps even during the week. Sichach al Mogu Yishiyesh to Lechi, even during the week it's kosher. Not only in Shabbos. Zog the Ritva, but it has to be in a place that when Shabbos will come, it will be a Rishu Sayochi. You're doing the sukkah in a place that anyway it's Rishu Sayochid, so these mechitzas are never working, so you don't say the migu. But in a place that you could say the migu, even during the week you say the migu. So we have a chlekes Rishonim. All of the Rishonim came out learn only on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We say the Migud Avedoifen on Shabbos, Avedoifen in Yom Sukkah. Only Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we say the Migud. When the Ritva B'Shem, the Ramban, we don't have this Ramban by us, brings down all of the week the Migud helps. Avada, the Tznoim, only, and the Chetim says that it, but only, even the whole week. So now I'll go back to my old Kasha. So if the Migud helps the whole week, so then for sure I have a Kasha. So every time good asik, during the whole week it'll be a good sukkah. Because Migud Avedoifen on Shabbos, Avedoifen on Sukkah. So it can be that good asik helps. Tzuras HaPesach. So every time Tzuras HaPesach could help, because Migud Avedoifen on Shabbos. I'm asking that kasha anyways. What with good asik, what with Tzuras HaPesach? But as I'm only asking, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, make a sukkah from good asik, make a sukkah from Tzuras HaPesach. Now I'm mechadet the kasha. And lefi the ritva that the Migud is not only on Shabbos. The Migud could work the whole week. If the Migud could work the whole week, not only on Shabbos, so then it's for sure Shva. So every time in the world, every good asik could help, because Migud could help Shabbos. The Talmud says for sure the Migud doesn't help. Shaila, why? What Migud yes, and what Migud not? So the answer, what we yotze is, we have two inyanim that we have to be mevar. We have one inyan that be'etzim is Rishonim, Ashlome, Meiri. If the Migud helps legabe the tiltul the Rabbonon, or the Migud doesn't help legabe the tiltul the Rabbonon. The Migud helps only halfway. This is Ein Noise. And then we have the second Migud from Shabbos to Sukkah, and here we have the Koishi Ashtikul. The Chua Sukkah has an extra halacha. What we'll say, so what? So by the way, we ask a kasha. Vos mit Gudasik? Vos mit Tzuras HaPesach? And then we have the Minchas Chinuch, that he went weiter. He said, even Sukkah Gzula say a Migud. That's not bad enough. Smash me the word Shabbat. Just this word Shabbat.